Sam Hunt.
Hey.
How are
What's
you?
Going on? I'm good.
You look incredibly relaxed here.
Yeah.
Out on the
cozy
road.
Out here at the grid. Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know there's people, I have not seen this before, there are people now trying to dress like you. Have you seen that?
Not necessarily.
It was first time I'd seen it. It was like, you see it a lot at Kenny shows. And every now and then someone will try to pick off a Tim look. And they went with a look. It didn't work for them that well, but I could see what they were going for. So that's...
Well, I don't know if it's me that's inspired. Maybe it's
it was
trend.
There was no doubt about that at all. Congratulations on Body Like a Back Road. Dude, this song, 27 weeks?
Yeah. Is that what it's at now?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's insane.
It is insane. I haven't seen a song do this. Well, you guys had to tell me. It was Cruise.
Yeah.
Was the last one for 25 weeks.
Yeah, that's right.
And that one, that was after Taylor Swift said she was jamming that song, right? That's what gave Cruise that.
Did that start that?
That started that, I think.
I don't know. That song was, because I never heard about the Taylor thing, but I remember that song.
Oh, you don't remember the Taylor thing? Taylor said, all I want to do
that
right
probably
now
helped
is...
it, but I think inevitably that song was going to be a big
I've asked them that, how quick do you think this would have happened without the Taylor shout out? Because it was a great song.
Yeah.
And it would have happened.
That one just caught on in a way that just, it's one of those every once in a while things.
But this is crazy huge.
Yeah, well, it helped. I have to say, to be fair, that was their first song, but this was my. I have fortunately been able to build up a fan base. So. There were eager ears after the first record, thankfully, for new music, and I think that really helped send this song to the next level. So
yeah,
I'm appreciative to the fans
whole,
for helping
that's
them
a
make
whole
it.
New
helping
level.
Them make
that's
it
not
happen.
Even a next. That's a new level.
Yeah, as well.
This is your first headlining tour. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is.
It
yeah.
is right.
Truthfully, I mean, we did a club tour a couple years ago, but this really feels like the first proper headlining tour and the venues like these amphitheaters, which have a lot more people,
right?
A lot more people than those clubs did.
You don't look like you're feeling any pressure from this at all. Because I've done this with other artists on their first headlining tours, and you can kind of see there's a little bit of a heavy
sort of
breathing,
anxiousness.
And but no, you seem really relaxed. It's all going really well, I would imagine.
Yeah,
it's a whole new set of responsibilities, though.
Yeah, I feel so connected to our fans, and I feel like I have such a relationship with them. It's like, I just, I know they're going to show up to have a good time, and it's like they're not showing up looking for me to win them over. It's like they're showing up already on board, and
right.
That helps out a lot. So I don't feel like I'm on trial up there as much as
sure,
I was early
yeah.
on.
Did you ever feel like you were on trial?
Yeah, early on, you play to folks who have no clue who you are, and they want you to prove to them that you're worth their time and attention, and that's something you got to do. And
we saw you open for the first time we saw you. It was opening for Lady and Film.
Yeah.
San Diego.
Yeah. And it was you didn't look like you had won no one over. It's like everyone was just on board from song one.
Because that was still first single status at that time.
First single. You were the opener, and I think Hunter Hayes came on after. Not Hunter Hayes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hunter Hayes came on after you, so you were the first guy out there, and
that
audience was out of their mind.
They were
mind.
There.
Yeah, they showed
there,
up.
Dude. They showed up.
There was really, I don't want to call it underground, because I don't really know if that's the right term, but there was definitely a fan base that I wasn't aware of that existed out there across the country, just because people had... shared the music. We hit that demographic, the most social demographic, the college 18 to 23, they're very connected, and the music spreads really quickly when you tap into that group, and they connected to the music, and the music spread really quickly. So there was there were a lot of fans that I didn't know were out there that showed up early for those shows. And
yeah,
that was cool.
Very vocal.
Yeah.
Knew how to dance and text at the same
fun.
Time.
Yeah.
Quite an art. So are you working on an album? Because I know you said you're not in any big hurry to throw something else, because everybody wants to do what you're doing now, which is just basically be Sam Hunt, and no one else can do that because you are Sam Hunt.
I think if there's anything to any trail to follow, it's the following your instincts and being yourself. So I feel like that's what really helped me find my place in the music business, and I don't have any specific plans to or deadlines for putting out new music. I've learned that when I'm on tour, I need to be on tour and be in that mode. And then when I'm getting get done, I can go back to work and
wow, that's music, really interesting, because so many people that I talk to are on the road and on their day off will go into a studio and cut a record or be writing songs on the days between the tours. But you've got
And quality of life just slowly starts to slip. You know, you're just grinding 24/7 and I definitely want to work hard, and I do work hard, but you know, I want to enjoy it too as we go along. So don't be rushed.
Yeah, it's suiting you, whatever you're doing.
Cool.
Because you look great. We are looking forward to the show tonight.
Thank you.
And look, I know you're Sam Hunt, and you can pretty much do anything that you want at any time that you want, right about now. So really, the fact that you've made time for the Big Time Listeners is really huge.
Oh, okay. Well, you guys have, you know, have helped us get here in a big way, so.
Yeah, thank you. This is truly, it really means so much to us that you said yes, you invited us backstage.
Oh, yeah.
The listeners get to hear it. It's just, it's a big ass deal, Sam. Not gonna lie.
You guys are, so I appreciate it.
Sam Hunt, everybody. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.